And I don't know if you recall, you must, if you've been listening each and every day, we had a lekker chat to the Minister of Small Business Development, Kumbutso Ncheveni. And what she did say to me when we spoke about a week and a bit ago is that, you know, funding instruments, very, very important. Access to funding for business is something that we are going to be looking at. Well, they've moved on it. As a matter of fact, yesterday, the Minister held a press conference. And one of the biggest challenges for small owners, small business owners, is trying, especially when it comes to them trying to grow, is access to funding. But access to market is another big thing, right? Your funding normally follows your access to market, which is, you know, one of the discussions that we can have with the minister. But as I said, there was a press release, there was an announcement yesterday, and some of the key things that the ministry looked at was the location of the business support services and the time it takes to approve the application for funding, the requirements imposed on the SMMEs, then the complex application forms. Thank heaven someone's going to do something about that. I mean, why do we have to fill out everything all over again? And then also the cost of finance. And you are joined by Minister Kumbutso Ncheveni, the Minister of Small Business Development. Good to have you back on the show.
Good to be back, Kino, and thank you for having me again.
Now, this is good news. Well, we'll find out how good it is once we have the conversation.
But, yes, and I think I must come to the studio to talk about the access to market one.
Yes, please. You've got a seat right here with your name on it. So you must definitely pop in and come and talk to us, because for me, you know, just in my humble experience, you know, before we access funding from your traditional funders, it's the access to market and, you know, a look into potential traction that will unlock some of those funds rather quickly. But let's talk about the instruments, though, that you mentioned about a week and a bit ago when we had a chat on the show. You did say funding is a challenge. Let's unpack the four, you know, focal areas. If you can just run through them, pricey them briefly, and then we'll go into relative detail in to each and every one of those.
Okay. The first thing that we said we need to look at in terms of our access to funding is that majority of SMMEs, especially the ones in townships and rural areas, do not know where to find the people or potential funders. And it is worse when they do not know where to find a government agency that must help them with funding. And to remedy that, we said, when we want to have our services available at the LED units of municipalities, that they can then go, when they go to municipality for all other services that they go to municipality for, they can then get assisted to apply for this funding. But we also said, how do we get improvements on using our facilities? You know that we've got incubators across the country.
Yes.
And everything else. So we said, no, in the incubators that are there, and majority of our people are starting to know where to find these incubators, let's also put our services there, as both the CEDA and CIFA services, so they can have access to non-financial support and also access to finance from the incubators.
Okay.
So that's the first movement that we're doing. And we've already started, we're training the colleagues from OR Tambo, where the president has already launched the district development model when we are finalizing the rollout plan with SALGA, because we have to consult with them and we have to run it with them.
Now, Minister, on those support services, sorry for cutting your word there, but on those support services, and you mentioned CEDA, and you know, we know Zelda from CEDA here in the Western Cape does a brilliant job, etc. But CEDA can be very slow. Very, very slow when it comes to dealing with businesses. What about the efficiencies within those services that you do provide?
So yesterday we were focusing on CIFA. We are finalizing how do we want the turnaround time of CEDA to do. But part of the instrument that we introduced, the common template, which is the application form that we say it must be used across DFIs. The president has already made the announcement that all DFIs must use a common template, at least as it relates to SMME funding.
Yep.
The common template is done. It's not perfect, but we are working to get it. So let's put it out there. Let's use it so that we can improve on it when people are using. We'll get feedback on it. And NEF is going to use it immediately. CEDA and CIFA, they're using it to remove that leg of CEDA, because it then reduces your requirement for a business plan and your proposal, because the template includes those things there. So say what is in your business. So you then the turnaround time for a business consultant that CEDA hires or CEDA uses to develop a business plan for you or a proposal is being cut in, I don't know what percentage, because when by the time you complete the form, you have completed all those
Brilliant.
Kind of things.
Brilliant.
So it's the improvement of turnaround time. But specific on the turnaround time, because it's another issue. Because even FIFA, at funding level, you had people who had a contract, like a government tender or a contract with a company to supply certain things, and they needed to get material or whatever. The bridging finance was taking between 40 and 60 days to approve. And you know when you've got a contract. So now we have pinned them down to 20 days. And they have been doing, the last 2 months they've been running and we've been tracking, they have been achieving the 20 days. So we're saying we are on 20 days with a view that within 3 years we'll graduate to 5 days on bridging finance. And then on low...
Sorry, Minister, your line broke there as you started that second sentence. Go for it.
Now we are committing and then turnaround time is 20 days. For you to get... Well, your form has been received and is complete, you'll get it in place. So right. When your form has, so it's in finance, we're looking at five days within the 3 years. We want to achieve 5 days turnaround time for approval. And then we, on the term finding, they were doing between 60 and 90 days. That is when you have applied and they evaluate and whatever. And sometimes it exceeded. Now we've pinned them down to 30 days. Is you getting your feedback to say it has been approved or it has been rejected. These are the reasons. Please improve here and there, and then we'll put it to move. And the target is to move.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Now the line's breaking up slightly there. You said the target is to?
It's to move to 10 days on 10 financing.
Okay. And what about the cost of finance? I mean, that is always an issue, right? It's not like a lot of small businesses and micro enterprises and even the medium sized enterprises have a lot of liquidity to work with. So the cost of finance is a big thing.
Yes, and it's on two fronts. The first issue is the interest that you have to pay on the amount. So we've introduced, in response to the president's directive, that we must introduce a blended financing model. We've introduced a blended financing model. It gives a portion of grant to the money. What it does is that if you apply for a loan of 10 million and if you meet certain conditions, we have articulated the conditions, you might be South African, registered in South Africa, owner, managed business, you must, if your business is in the township and rural areas or rural areas, it's not all of them qualification that you have to meet, but the South African is non-negotiable and that it must be registered in South Africa is non-negotiable. Comply with all the company regulations is non-negotiable. The others is a metric. So depending on the metrics that you qualify, you may then qualify for 2 million rand grant on the portion of your loan. So what we do, we give you the 10 million, but of that 10 million, 2 million is a grant. And on the grant portion, you don't get interest on that grant portion amount, whereas you then have interest. But we're working on trying to reduce the interest itself, and we've been pushing the interest rate that we charge as DFI to say how much do we charge. But the fact that on 2 million rents, you will not pay interest at all, it's a good start. That is the one part. But the other part is that whenever you go and say, I want 10 million, they say, no, Kino, we need unencumbered funds, 10% or 15%, depending on the nature of the business. We've removed that. There's no unencumbered funds.
That is a big one because, you know, then you want me to sell my 5 million rand house that I don't have because I've started the business to hopefully get the 5 million rand house. It's a bit like the banks who want money from us, and they say, yeah, sure, put some collateral down for 10 million. It doesn't work that well, Minister, so I'm glad you're doing that. Another thing, how about actually doing a funding collaboration hub? Because you've got ESD funding that can fund businesses, you've got government funding, you've got almost like a one-stop shop where people can go and say, okay, this is the business that I have. We've got enough intelligence to know what the market is looking for from an enterprise and supplier development or even a skills development point of view where certain funding can be leveraged, as opposed to going to different little bits and bobs and trying to find out whether government's the best for you, whether business and ESD is the best for you. Is that maybe in the works at some stage?
It is in the works. We're just not ready with the announcement. There are two things that we are pursuing. We're pursuing a fund of funds that will get everybody to put the money in the kitty, but we're also pursuing a leverage SMME funding portfolio, where in private sector, everybody comes in and we say, okay, where are we moving? That's why even in our own announcements, we say there are priority areas and priority sectors that we are prioritizing, because we're saying the money from the ESD, if we don't start to direct where it goes in terms of SMME funding, it's not making the right impact. So those engagements are underway. We are finalizing the works. It's just that we needed to go out and announce this step. So it's work in progress, and we'll come back to you and have those conversations. I'm actually on my way to have that discussion with some of our business partners who are big.
Now, I don't know how much you know about me. There aren't many ministers that I like, but I like you because you tell us you're going to do something. You come back and you tell us you're doing it. We might not always agree on stuff, Minister, but at the end of the day, we all need to make sure that we stop gum flapping and we end up doing what we need to do. And it's good to see that you've already put these things in place. I want to thank you for your time.
Now, thank you for having me, but thank you for also making sure we communicate and the message reaches out to our SMMEs. You're an important partner to us, and thank you for the platform always. And you don't mind when we differ.
We have to sometimes, eh? But your seat is here, hey? So the access to market discussion, can't wait for it.
I'm on my way.
There we go.
SMMEs just stopped the strike.
Minister Kumbutso Ntshavheni, Minister of Small Business Development, thank you very much for your time.